number one is here. Let's get to it with today's topic. Can the Washington Post be closed? Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
At this point, any artifacts lent by other institutions will be returned to their owners. Anything in the permanent collection will be moved to an archive outside of Washington until a location for public viewing is determined. Meanwhile, items from the museum's collection are being moved to other Smithsonian institutions along the National Mall in Washington, D.C. The National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. is undergoing major renovations and will be closed for 6 months next year for renovations. According to a press release released this week, on the grounds of economic difficulties, Newseum, a museum dedicated to the history of news, First Amendment freedom and freedom of the press, will be closed at the end of the year. For those familiar with the financial situation of museums, the closure of the museum is not surprising. Peggy McGron and Manuel Roig Francia of The Washington Post reported that Newseum has been in short supply every year since it opened in its current location. For more than 11 years, Newseum has attracted about 10 million visitors. But as reported by Sophia Barnes of Washington-based NBC4, the museum struggled to afford 400,000 feet of space. The Trump Organization hired Jones Lang LaSalle to buy the hotel from potential buyers last fall, hoping for a price tag of around $500 million. At the time of the acquisition, the alliance only operated for about 6 months. The merger left the Post with two remaining local competitors, the Evening Star and the Washington Daily News, which merged into the Washington Star in 1972. After Phil Graham's death in 1963, control of the Washington Post passed to his wife Catherine Graham, who was also the daughter of Eugene Myers. 3 years later, his son Donald E. Graham was named executive vice president and CEO of the newspaper. He succeeded her as editor in 1979. The Post continued to launch new initiatives into the 1990s, including a weekly nationwide publication and post-haste, a toll-free telephone information service. The 1970s also led to several new initiatives within the Post, including the Washington Post Writers Group, its information dissemination service, and the Washington Post magazine, as well as a change of leadership. In 1973, Graham was elected CEO and president of the Post's parent company, the Washington Post Company, but retained her position as editor of the Post. For example, he translated Newsweek's publisher Benjamin S. Bradley into the Post. In 2009, the newspaper discontinued its national weekly edition due to a decrease in circulation. The Washington Post is considered one of the leading American newspapers and has a broad national audience. The Washington Post is a morning newspaper headquartered in Washington, D.C. It is the main newspaper in the U.S. Capitol and is generally considered to be one of the largest newspapers in the country. On March 26, 2007, Chris Matthews said on his TV show, "Well, the Washington Post is not a liberal newspaper, Congressman, let me tell you. The Post Pub, a longtime favorite of newspapermen, reporters and other lovers of cheap home-brewed beer and serious cheeseburgers, announced today on Facebook that it will close after nearly 44 years under the direction of owner Bob Beaulieu. The hotel, which has become President Donald Trump's glittering social hub in Washington and the jewel of his economic empire, is now facing additional pressures from the coronavirus pandemic and a post-election future president. The Washington Post building was demolished and Carr Properties replaced it with the luxurious Midtown Center. Outdoor attractions such as National Park Service facilities, monuments and memorials on the National Mall and around the city are open. If you are in Washington, D.C. at this time and need a hotel, many D.C. hotels are open and ready to welcome guests. Find out how you can support some of these local businesses in your area. Find out more about health and safety regulations right in every museum or attraction. Close Up offers many virtual offerings to support students and educators during this distance learning period. Much more effort will be needed in this direction in the coming years at the national level, at the grassroots level and everywhere in between. The District of Columbia courts must determine what services are required to continue providing essential services. This order is based on the growing number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Washington, D.C. and the Washington
metropolitan area. Due to the risk of a rapid spread of the virus and the need to protect all residents of Washington, D.C. and the region, especially residents most vulnerable to the virus, local health workers and first responders, This order requires a temporary closure of the network. The plant carries out all secondary activities and implements a ban on holding large gatherings. All businesses with establishments in Washington, D.C., with the exception of major establishments as defined in Section IV.1 of this regulation, will cease all operations at such sites, except for minimum essential operations as defined in Section IV.4. This order. Offices should mostly switch to teleworking or have a minimum number of people to handle the closure. The necessary financial services are very important, and closures can occur if necessary for the operation of residential buildings and important businesses. This is all for today, guys. My name is Valerie and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Fake News Channel and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.